As we all know, it's Mother's Day weekend, so we decided to end the show with something about moms. But not your usual handful of flowers appreciation. Rather, a kind of anti-tribute. Poet Hal Sierowitz has made remembering his mother a cornerstone of his work. His book, Mother Said, has an intense cult following, a cult that includes John Flansburgh and John Linnell of the cult band They Might Be Giants, which is probably best known for You're Not the Boss of Me, the anti-mother theme song of the TV show Malcolm in the Middle. In this artist's choice, the two Might Be Giants tell us about their performances with and appreciation for Hal Sierowitz.
I remember the very first shows we did with him, he wasn't the poetry slam guy. He was a guy who was basically kind of reading to you out of his journal.
I threw out your blue underwear, mother said. It had a hole in it. No son of mine will ever be caught wearing that. It's a reflection on me. It makes me look bad. I know no one can see it, but you can't be sure.
It was very shocking. I mean, at the time when we first started working with him, it was in the mid-80s, and he would come on these stages, a lot of which had really sort of classic performance art kind of cultural baggage attached, and he would just start reading, and inevitably, there'd be this strange silence, sort of stunned silence at the beginning of the show, and then the audience would kind of recognize what he was all about.
I didn't bring you up to embarrass me. When you were little, I dressed you up as a girl. You were gorgeous. You had curls hanging over your face. But let's be honest, you're no longer cute. You're too old to get away with anything.
The thing about Hal is he's so utterly naked when he's reading. Basically, the audience would be laughing at a lot of it, but it was nervous laughter, you know, because he's just telling you, like, stuff that's devastatingly sad and weird about you know, and some of it is really hilarious, of course, but for that reason, it's very black. I always think of the one where the mother complains about, I can't recite it for you, but it's the one where she's complaining that he feeds crumbs to the bugs and he never gives anything to his mom, you know. And now that I have a son, I think about that even more.
Crumbs. Don't eat any food in your room, mother said. You'll get more bugs. They depend on people like you. Otherwise, they would starve. But who do you want to make happy, your mother or a bunch of ants?
I'm trying to remember whether I wrote I, Palindrome I after I saw... I guess I must have written it after I saw Hal. You know, it starts with the line, someday mother will die and I'll get the money.
Someday mother will die and I'll get the money. Mom leans down and says, my sentiments exactly.
Except for the fact that Hal's mother didn't have money, I think that would fit in with his work.
I remember when the book first took off, Hal coming over to my house, and we were recording some stuff for this release that I did of his, and he was super excited about the popularity of the book and super excited about all the sales and all the opportunity that it was going to bring him. But it seemed like the thing he was most excited about is that his agent said that Bette Midler was interested in playing his mother's role in the movie, and that really seemed to get his motor going. So
this is called Trial and Tribulation. Don't stick your finger in the electric socket, mother said. You could get a shock, and if it doesn't kill you, it'll leave a lot of static in your hair.
It might not come out with shampoo.
Your hair will stand
straight on your head,
and everyone will know what you did. If God didn't want you to have curly hair, he'd have given you to a different mother.
But he gave you to me.
And I wonder why.
I
went to temple.
And I wonder why.
I said my prayers.
I went to temple.
I said my prayers.
Artist Choice this week was produced by Trey Kay. Happy Mother's Day.
is unfair.